I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trish, we got
fights online about something I didn't even know was rude. So you go to the gas station, you put gas in your car, then you go inside to get a soda or a donut or whatever you get inside. Should you have moved your car in between that?
I've never
transaction.
Done it once.
Me neither. I didn't even know it was rude to do that. People are like getting in fights about it online.
I think in a perfect world, you could move your car. But a lot of times there's not even any parking available for you to do that.
Like, yeah.
For me, I wouldn't want. So growing up, you didn't have to pay first, you know, like you could pump your gas and then go inside and pay. So then it would kind of look like you were, oh, are they just going to get in the car and drive away? You know, like.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably a holdover from that.
That's what I always assumed it was.
Yes. I didn't even think about that because you always had to go inside. There wasn't even an option outside. I just never thought I had to move my car. I didn't know I was being rude.
I'll go you one better. I'll become the Andrew of QT here. But if all the spaces aren't taken, I will just park at a pump even if I don't need gas.
That's not good.
Yeah, that might be crossing.
Yeah. I started with people are going to like me.
No, I feel like if I got gas, that's my little spot until I'm finished doing what I'm doing.
I agree with that. I think most people probably feel that way. What do you think, Sue?
I feel that way about other people. You know, like I don't get mad at someone if I'm waiting for them and they pump their gas and they go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand why you can't just start the gas pump, go in and get what you need, and then be out by the time it's finished.
I do that too. You're not supposed to do that, though. You're not supposed to leave your car.
But people do that. People do so much stuff you're not supposed to do at the
gas
tank.
Wait, why am I not supposed to do that?
You're not supposed to leave it unattended.
Well, no, I'm going to have the keys with me.
No, it's also like a fire hazard or something to leave it under.
So stay there and catch on fire.
You're not supposed to get back in your car either, but people do that too. So
yeah, you're not supposed to what?
Get in the car?
Get back in your car.
Even when it's cold?
You're not supposed to keep your car on, right?
Well,
while you're pumping gas?
No.
Yeah.
That's a no-no?
You know why you're not supposed to get back in your car?
Why?
Static electricity.
The static electricity can and has in the past, rarely, but has happened. Can ignite the gasoline and blow up the gas station.
Do you know what I do? Because I always get back in my car. I touch my car when I get out so I don't have static anymore.
That seems...
Has that happened?
It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, but that seems
unfluffy. I'm going in.
No, I touch my car so I get rid of... So if I'm going to get shocked, I get shocked then.
I saw a video once, maybe 8-9 years ago, of a gas station that had exploded like that year. And it's horrifying. I mean, it's just like people going about their business and then just... Boom. Big fireball.
In that case, I'd rather be inside when that happens.
Okay, the internet says static electricity-related incidents at retail gasoline outlets are extremely unusual, but the potential for them to happen appears to be highest during the cold or cool or extremely dry climate conditions, and they have at least caused a brief flash fire at the fill point.
I was just thinking of not one of my greatest moments. In the past, it was during COVID because I had a mask on, thank God. And I was going to see my therapist, and I had more to talk about after this. And I got gas, and then I got in the car, and I started driving off, and the thing was still in the thing, and it pulled it off.
Oh, and so, you have done that.
Yeah,
I
so
can't
I get out.
Yep.
I get out, and there's a woman right there who's pumping gas, and then there's a guy working there who's kind of just standing there at the door. And so I do one of the things to the woman, like, that's so me. Knock, anyone
silly
home?
Old goofy Dave.
And and I pull it out of my car and put it back on the thing. And I start walking towards him. And he turns around and walks in, I guess, like to get out the sheet to fill out a report. And I jumped in my car and I gunned it.
Oh, my God.
I was going.
I wouldn't confess to that on the radio if I were you.
Yeah. You wouldn't do a lot of things I
probably
do, Rach.
Still looking for you.
Is it illegal to do that?
I doubt it, but probably not the best form.
Go ahead.
I would think there's some liability for that. Maybe not.
Oh, my God.
But...
what if you got to build or replace that? That'd be so much.
You know they had him on camera. They looked him
That's
up.
That's true. That's true.
They just decided,
I think it's not that much. Whatever. It's just a hose, right?
I mean, I think it happens quite a bit. They make them detachable
for a reason.
You
didn't rip the whole pump out of the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Dragging
That's
it behind
be,
you.
I think pumping gas is one of the worst things. Like, I dread it. I'll go to my last drop so I don't have to stop and do it because I just don't want to do it. That
Why?
And going to the dry cleaners. I don't know. They're just things, they're
like
chores
it.
I do not like.
I get the dry
cleaners. You like
cleaners.
Getting gas?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah.
You just like going into QT.
I like the whole thing. Yeah, I like pumping the gas. I like cleaning off my windshield.
Oh,
I like,
you do that? You get
like
little...
talking to my fellow QT people. How you living? Good?
Like ripping out gas pumps?
Sleeping okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.